child's answered prayer. If you take away the presents, why they still will have a tree. For Christmas in the Northwest is a gift God wrapped in green.
It's Christmas in the Northwest,
where you'll always have a tree. Even if there's not presents, it'll always be green. In the Northwest.
However that silly song goes. It's been on the radio.
Other people
all the
think
time.
It's ridiculous too.
It's kinda like a really cheesy opening. You know, with like really lame keyboard.
Fanfare, yeah.
It's like a Sousa song.
Yeah, hopefully they only play it in the Northwest.
That's awful. Well, apparently Stacy Orrico did a cover of it, I've heard.
I don't know
that's
who that
Warden
is.
Street. Oh, she was this Christian singer who turned pop singer.
Is she like as big as Amy Grant?
No way. Amy Grant is legendary.
I went to an Amy Grant concert.
See what I mean? Stacy Orrico. She did the song There's Gotta Be More to This Life, or There's Gotta Be More.
I don't know.
It was very popular. And she had another one that was like about some boyfriend. But before that, she had another CD that was purely Christian, or at least for the Christian radio station, that was really good. But she's supposed to be from Redmond, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Word on the street is.
Down low.
Yeah. So Christmas is actually ending.
It is the 27th.
Yeah.
2 days after.
Yeah. So we hung out in Seattle this year, Seattle Metro. West Side.
East Side.
We didn't go back to the Midwest. We're young and restless this year just because of the state of the
economy. Actually, it was a perfect storm there, so it was probably good we didn't go back. We probably would have been snowbound.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to go very far, and probably wouldn't have been stuck at home anyways. And not been able to see very many people and spend a lot of money to do it. Zoraida's here with us right now.
She is protesting.
Yeah, she's been crying for like the last half an hour or so, at least. She doesn't want to be in bed. I found her sitting up in her crib.
She's being good now, so she can stay out here.
Well, she's cruising around now on her table, along the coffee table, and she wants everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the stairs. Daddy gave her a black eye the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She was climbing the stairs, and Daddy turned his head for 1 second, and she slipped, hit her head against the wall. She's got a little black mark on her, around the outside of her eye, on her eyebrow. That's her whacking the cow right now.
We're going to do a travel recap of a few trips. We did some podcasts, but we're not sure what about them, so we're going to recap.
Yeah, we wanted to redo them just to make sure that they didn't have any controversial stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Leavenworth not too long ago, and we went to Portland as well.
Portland, Oregon.
So we thought we'd talk about both of those destinations. Leavenworth, Washington. Do you remember when we went?
It was like the beginning of November. Beginning to mid-November.
Was it just like a Saturday-Sunday thing?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't like a special weekend.
We just stayed one night. Yeah. We were supposed to have Zoraida dedicated that. Was that that weekend? No, that was Portland.
Oh, that was Portland. Yeah, because we went to Portland over Thanksgiving. So maybe was it Labor Day?
No, it was November because it was after they had their Oktoberfest, which is in October. Because the town was kind of between festivals, so we got cheaper rate.
Right. That's true, because they said November was really busy.
Yeah, so we got like a 30% discount on the...
So we went in October.
November.
Yeah. Or November, I'm sorry.
October's busy.
After October, before December, because Oktoberfest has ebbed.
And the December Christmas Kindlefest.
The lights... have not been lit yet. Well, they have been lit. Had they been lit?
There are lights up, but I guess they do some other Christmassy things.
Yeah. So I thought it would be nice for us to get out of the house and head up and go to Leavenworth. I was just starting a new job, and Yeah, I thought it'd be nice to get away just to kind of stop thinking about all the stress of transitioning from one job to another and all the things that are going on around that, and just so that we could get away, get out of our vignette and have some fun. And I think it was a great success.
It was. Felt like a long trip, even though it was only 2 days.
Tracy is the sleuth, also known as the connoisseur of fine deals.
That's my name.
She is the Sherlock Holmes of savings.
Touché.
Yep. I'm her Watson. Not quite. She's like the Sherlock Holmes and the Watson all in one. So I set Tracy off like a deal.
Sleuth?
I don't know. Bulldog. And he scoured all the bread and breakfasts and found a great deal at the Autumn Pond.
The Autumn Pond. A lovely five-room house.
Yeah, it's just north of Leavenworth. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
I believe, I don't know where I found it. I found it, I think, on the
TripAdvisor?
City Council kind of webpage, whatever you call those.
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce tourism site. And actually, I found it at TripAdvisor, you're right. They got pretty highly rated on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, a few people rated them.
So I went based purely on reviews from TripAdvisor. Booked a room. They actually didn't have anyone else staying there, which was a score, because it's like we had the whole house to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we
nobody was
and there. I booked the suite since it was on 30% discount, which was pretty good value. We had a jetted gigantic tub in our room and log cabin decor.
Yeah.
So it was.
Baby liked it.
Baby liked it a lot. She was all over the place.
No, weren't you, baby?
Breakfast was good. The owner was from Iowa. It was out, had a very pastoral feel. I love the big picture windows and the old wood fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah, it had a
country ski lodge, maybe.
Polished wood bed frame. And the one of the highlights was the hot tub that fit two people. It was triangle shaped.
It had a red light over the top of it.
Although I didn't think it had any jets, though. But it
was it wasn't jet. Was it jetted?
No jet. Was there jets?
No, it wasn't jetted. You're
right.
I
don't think there was jets in it.
I just put bubble bath in it. So
yeah, it hit a faucet. We filled it up. You know, it wasn't pre-filled, so we got cleaned it out, and it was really clean. It had a nice carpet, and yeah, it's right. I got to walk all over the carpet. We're getting a little bit better about letting her get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to go in the bathroom really bad. See, she liked it a lot. She's telling us all
she
about
it well.
Right now.
She did well. She pushed around town in the umbrella stroller, and she wore a snowsuit since it was cold.
Yeah, she was darn cute.
Because it's in the mountains. It's across the Cascades. So we drove through on the way there, like a foot of snow.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like I didn't think there'd be any snow.
That time of year.
And we hauled up the Stevens Pass and came back on the Snoqualmie Pass. But by the time we had got up all the way to the top of the Stevens Pass, it was like a foot of snow on the trees.
It was beautiful.
It was dangerous to drive almost.
No, probably like, getting borderline dangerous.
It was
there.
Borderline. It wasn't dangerous.
It wasn't. Like,
but it was,
yeah.
Like one lane was clear and the other lane had, you couldn't see the road because there was a slate of snow on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get kind of spoiled when you live in Seattle because you just don't get snow that often.
Mm-mm.
So you just don't drive in it. But you know, there's some cliffs you could drive right off of in 2 seconds. But man, it was beautiful. It was like winter wonderland.
Sorry.
Baby's grabbing Tracy's toes.
She thinks my toes are hot dogs.
Don't.
Not
eat
that
them.
I feed her hot dogs.
Pay attention to the cow. Cow looks like a strawberry. Yeah, it was amazing. Like, as we drove up
yeah,
all the
that
rivers,
was so
all like Skynomish River and all these other like Indian names.
Mm-hmm.
Up through all these little rustic towns, past the cowgirls' coffee huts.
Yeah,
or where
them.
The topless coffee huts are, and then
topless, close enough, bikini tuts,
oh,
whatever.
Right.
Anyway,
I
moving
forgot.
On.
We didn't go to one, so I don't really know.
Right.
Yeah, but we did
they
get a rogue cafe.
Scandal for
That's
prostitution. We did. Where did we get a rogue cafe? I don't remember.
I think we hauled up. Past
they got it one of those dinky towns. There's a lot when you get back in those little towns, so you can wait and you probably get a good one back in there.
Yeah, I think
there's
when
like
we turned
Mount Vernon
onto the Stevens Pass Highway or whatever that road's called, right in that little town. I don't know if it was Monroe. We found
Near Monroe, probably.
I know we went to one that was in like a tin teepee kind of place, but I don't know if that was this trip or not. But there's like so many of them, it doesn't even matter. So we just picked some random one. I mean, the key, as long as it's not Starbucks or some other big chain.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Java Mama's, which is right by us.
You like Java Mama's?
Yeah, I do.
They're under new ownership.
They gave you a coffee bean, too, which is high marks for me.
You're supposed to be in
And
bed.
They have trivia for 25% off, so if you're smart,
you 25 should... cents off.
Yeah, excuse me. 25 cents.
You got some boogies.
She just wants to be near her daddy. She loves him.
She's been into her daddy this weekend. I don't know why.
Daddy took care of her for once. I mean, daddy took care of her.
Some people, their children don't like the fathers as much. They go through a stage and they just want to be around the mom. She hasn't really had that yet.
You're more jovial, though. You're not like a harsh...
I'm not.
You're not a man's austere. Man. You're more of a, you're more affectionate and
fun. Those fighting words.
Artistic.
Oh, you're loving it. Tracy, don't put your toes in your
okay,
mouth.
Fine. So Leavenworth.
Yeah, anyway, so what did we do in Leavenworth?
We experienced Bavaria. We ate at Mozart for lunch, which is a high-end German. I hear it's the best in town, which I would agree.
Yeah, it was really fancy, but the food wasn't... It wasn't food you would normally get at a fancy restaurant. It was like normal, typical
German fare. But good veal schnitzel and sauerbraten. The braised cabbage was wonderful, which I tried
really
to recreate.
There was one other family there, I think.
Yeah.
So we put Zoraida into really the high quiet. Chair, and we got some, like, I don't know, red cabbage and potatoes and...
Spatzel.
Stuff like Spatzel. That. Spatzel. And they had beers, but I think they... The waitress told me something about, like, their
the
beers.
The German beers
warm.
Are warm. Yeah, German beers are.
Yeah, I didn't know
that.
Had
some kind of box. Docks and...
Box and docks and... Dachshunds. Duples and doppels and triples
doppels,
and troples.
Yeah. It's all good
and
to me.
Yeah, so we went there for lunch. It was nice and chill. I guess that'd be a nice place if you want to go to a fancy place. And
yeah, lunch is cheaper, so we actually got cheaper. If you go there for dinner, it's like twice as much. So
according to the inn guy, there's only like two good German places in that
town.
Yeah,
I would go there if you want the best meal. I would spend it there.
Yeah, those two restaurants. I think we did it in a good order, because mm-hmm. then you save money by going to the expensive one at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. You don't have to... And then there's also more stuff going on.
That's a good travel tip.
What's the other, the cellar place called?
Andres Keller.
Andres Keller?
Yeah, they had Oompa music at night, which was much more lively atmosphere.
With the accordion player.
Good place to get, like, pretzel and beer and, yeah, accordion music.
Yeah.
Zoraida liked the accordion guy.
Knockwurst and
sauerbraten. Yeah, the
Wiener Schnitzel.
Lynx sausage. Baby. Was good there. We weren't that hungry, though, because we had been...
Baby's a little bit fussy
snacking.
At night, too.
Yeah,
she liked the accordion player for some reason, though.
She did. It helped. Makes me want to watch Groundhog's Day. I haven't seen that movie forever.
Yeah, all the waitresses, I thought. Is that the one where they had the outfits on, the German outfits? Maybe not. Maybe
that's that song is from that movie. It's like when he starts his day and he walks through the town.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of like that a little bit. I don't know if you play that song exactly, but...
Well, that song's made up because we aren't.
Yeah.
Might have to pause for station identification.
For baby identification. Yep.
Where else did we eat? We ate somewhere else, I want to say, too.
We went to a little coffee shop on the south
side
of
town. The gingerbread house. That was kind of quaint little place.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. We did some shopping. We went to the bookstore. We just did window shopping, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because then I realized how much money I save by shopping at thrift stores versus these boutiques.
There were some things you thought about buying but didn't.
I did. I wanted to buy a hat, but they're all like $20 for Zoraida. Yeah. Then I ended up getting a hat at a thrift store for like
we were looking at their beer steins, too, which were kind of
Oh, the beer steins, yeah, they're like $100.
Yeah, Martin Luther had a beer stein where he had like the Ten Commandments and the Lord's Prayer and something else on it.
I know. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it for you for Christmas. So
yeah, it's probably over $150. A lot of
you can't even, I couldn't even find it on online.
I have to go look it up in the Here I Stand. They
you probably have to order from a specialty like store.
Yeah.
They aren't on the internet.
You know, like ChristianAlcoholics.com.
Yeah, something like that. We found some beer steins at Value Village recently.
They had like plastic lids on them though.
They were, yeah, they were definitely a knockoff. They were probably
beer stein anyway.
It's kind of like a mug. It's like frothy beer. It'd be fun if at a restaurant to drink out of one, but just I don't know about home drinking.
Oh, don't grab the mic. I know you want it. How do you find the one thing you're not supposed to touch in like 2 seconds?
But we had a lovely,
Okay.
That was a good trip. I would definitely do that again.
Yeah.
The fall.
I've been interested in going up to Wenatchee or Lake Chelan or something a little bit further.
Yeah. It was a good trip for Zoraida, too.
Yeah, she liked crawling around. She had a little bit of protest to the umbrella stroller, but the umbrella stroller worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
That was very useful, close to the bigger one. Yeah. Do we have anything else that was notable? I guess they had some nice Christmas lights when we walked around. They didn't have the music and stuff like they did last
time. Not like in the summer when we went on a weekend.
Yeah.
We did go on a weekend, too.
The lights and stuff are probably nice, but I guess they have...
We had a breakfast at the B&B, which was nice.
Yeah. John, I think the guy's name was. He cooked like a whole meal. It was a really nice meal.
Yeah, it was. It was like dessert. It was like
gourmet almost.
It was semi-gourmet.
We didn't go to lunch because it was so good.
Oh, that's true. We didn't.
Yeah. There's some number you can call to find out the stays of the pass, but we didn't do that.
I don't know that.
We just went ahead. Well, he told us about it.
Okay.
We had the pack and play, and they had a nice stove down in their main living area. You can go sit in their couches, and they had a nice yard, and he told us about all the wild animals that kind of snuck into their backyard, some of cougars or panthers
bears,
or something like that. Bears occasionally.
Yeah, I want to do that hike that he talked about up on Icicle Ridge. There was like a little interpretive path. That would probably be good with Zoraida when she gets a little bit older.
It's supposed to be really beautiful, but I guess the road got washed away, so you can kind of bike it or hike it, but it's really difficult. Unless you live there, I don't know why you would do it.
I think the interpretive path is still open, but the more beautiful...
Oh, the short path?
Beautiful and difficult part is not road accessible.
Yeah, it'd be nice for him to get that going again.
Yeah, we're going to try to do some more hiking this year. Get it back in gear. Get a little Celtic carrier for a little mess here.
Well, we've thought about some other trips. We thought about going up to San Juan Island still.
Yeah, we still haven't done that.
We want to go to Mount St. Helens.
Mount St. Helens.
We want to do a little bit more of the Olympic National Park.
You know, I saw someone post on the city today about how their parents had a cabin at Mount St. Helens, near Mount St. Helens. Maybe we could rent a cabin near there and stay.
Well, that might be an interesting idea. Baby, you're getting near your limit to go to bed before part two.
She's trying to entertain us with her...
Are you singing and dancing?
Praise and worship.
Are you doing baby worship? You want to send the baby worship to you too
baby
much?
Baby worship. That would be so cool.
Little
baby worship.
Baby worship.
All the babies
boom,
together
boom,
worshiping.
Boom, boom, boom. Baby, ba-baby, ba-ba-ba-baby. Baby, ba-baby, baby. Boop, boop,
you're
boop,
delirious,
boop,
you're boop, delirious, boop, you're, boop, delirious. Boop, you're delirious.
She had a nice Christmas.
She did.
She cleaned up.
Yeah, she definitely got the most presents, but I gotta help her open them, so.
She wasn't too interested even with the wrappers. She liked some of her blocks and things she had before.
Yeah, she's some.
All right, sweet.
Okay,
we're gonna have to pause.
Pause.
You may hear some random cries in the background. That would be
Little Miss.
Little Miss Babba Chicker's off in her bed and crying, wishing she was still awake.
She loves attention.
Yeah. She needs to sleep, though. It's for her own good.
It's for her own good. And God's glory.
And her parents' sanity. So...
We're gonna transition.
Yeah, so we drove home through the Snoqualmie Pass, and that was a lot of fun. Just to get a different view, you can do the big loop. Cascade Loop.
Cascadia?
Yeah. There's a real Cascade Loop. I don't know if this is part of it or not.
That's up through the North Cascade Park, which we've done part of that.
Yeah, we did that.
Could be a good mistake, though.
Which I think the reason why we had such a hard time is the baby must have had a hard time with the evolution.
The evolution?
I keep saying that.
A combination between elevation and evolution?
I think so. I was saying that before.
You put the wrong emphasis on the right syllable.
I keep saying that darn word. I can't even say it like.
Elevation.
I'm going to make you say it wrong, too.
Evolution is not a word that I'm aware of.
Elevation. Altitude. Anyways.
She just had a hard time on that trip.
Ugh. Yeah, she cried a whole bunch.
She cried. Did she cry this time? I don't remember. I don't think so.
On the way down and then over the pass.
Oh, okay. Home. Yeah, she might have had a little bit of a difference.
The ears really got to her.
Right.
So that's why she must have had such a fit. Tracy had a meltdown when we went to North Cascades.
Oh, that was a difficult drive.
She was such a young little tyke.
No. That wasn't the time for road trips. She did find the
plane. That's like a dramatic up and down.
I can't imagine her on a plane now, honestly. I think it would be a nightmare. You can try to hold her in your lap for 5 hours.
She won't let you hold her for 2 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what we would do. Anyway, let's not think about that. We're not flying anytime soon.
Oh, my goodness.
Stress myself out.
Well, we went to Portland after that because we were inspired, and Tracy loves deals, and we have this Black Friday tradition going on here.
We do. Every year, Wyatt gets in line at the Apple iPod store, buys a new goodie from a stockings list.
Last year was a MacBook Pro. This year it was an iPod Video.
Yeah, you're racking it up.
Although I did okay this year. It wasn't quite the same as last year. Because I got us a free night at the hotel.
You did get us a free night at the hotel, which paid partially for your Nano.
Yeah. So we stayed at the Hotel Monaco.
We did.
Which is a really nice hotel.
Supposed to be 4 stars or whatever.
Which wasn't as nice as the one in Seattle that I had stayed at when I was interviewing with Disney.
It had nice decor. Very unique in style.
The one in Seattle was nicer that I had stayed in. It might have been just the room, but there was a couple problems with the room that they came in, and they basically took care of it, and they gave us a free night hotel. So I really can't complain, because they comped us more than what they had to.
Yeah, I'm very surprised they comped us the room.
You know, which I think made up for the problems that we had. So that made the experience a heck of a lot better. We had a little bit of trouble finding it, but it was right downtown.
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought it was going to be further away from the downtown.
I didn't bring directions, that's my problem.
Well, and I also thought it was going to be further outside than it really was. So it was actually like right in the center of town.
Yeah, it was great for walking. We walked everywhere pretty much this time. We didn't drive at all.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the downtown square.
Pioneer Square? No.
That's Seattle.
No, it is Pioneer there, isn't it? I think so.
Maybe that's why I was confused. Because Pioneer Square is in Seattle as well. So, yeah, that was nice. I went and got a little video iPod, which I had been scamming. I've actually used it quite a bit. It's been pretty nice. It's really small.
That's good.
Using it at work to listen to podcasts and a little bit of music. And yeah, I'm not going to sound like an Apple commercial or anything, but... It was my Christmas present. One of them.
One of them.
That Tracy has treated me to. So there was a lot of things that we didn't do that we wanted to do. Like Voodoo Donuts.
Right. The line was ridiculous.
We probably could have just waited.
We could have. I just wasn't in the mood. I didn't really want them that badly. To wait in line.
I wanted to relax. I didn't want to like...
Right.
Fighting crowds and yada yada.
I had a feeling like by the time I got up there, the donut I would want would be gone, and I'd be like, waited this whole time for this darn donut, it's not here.
Yeah. Baby had her ups and downs. The first night, she just did not sleep real well.
No, she did not do well at restaurants this time.
No, she did not do well
at restaurants. We try her in the high chair now. And
she's better.
She's in better. High chair. We just got to work it out.
She has to get through the stage right now because she's on the verge of walking. So I think she's really frustrated because she's not quite where she wants to be.
No, she was like giggling in delight watching other kids walk today. It's like she wanted to be with them, but she couldn't do it.
Yeah.
She's getting there.
As soon as she walks, she's just going to be out of control. I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know, because I'm like, is her brain going to catch up to where her feet want her to go?
That is a funny question. A little bit of a scary question, and a very much true question to ask. Yeah, I don't know. She liked it. We let her crawl around a little bit in the hotel. She liked quite a bit. She liked it. I think she had more fun in the other hotel room in Leavenworth.
Yeah, it was a little more laid back.
There's more places she could kind of explore, where this one was more of a boxy kind of room. Mm-hmm. It had some nice philosopher wallpapers and stuff, all the pagan philosophers. Mm-hmm. And but otherwise, the room was right downtown, which was pretty slick.
Yeah, location was key.
So we were there two nights. Mm-hmm. And we parked in the garage. They had a garage underneath the building. And yeah, we had a lot of fun. I have a hard time remembering what we did the first day versus the second day. We hauled down. We did too. Our typical road cafe. I think we could see Mount St. Helens just barely.
Did we eat at Caram, the Middle Eastern place, the first day?
And I think
that was the second day.
That was the second day, I think.
No, because we went for wings the second day, so I think that was the first day.
Well, it was the first day. That place was super nice.
Yeah, the food was.
Was that yum. Was that named Karam?
Karam, yeah.
K-A-R-A-M. Yeah, it's about two blocks south of Hotel Monaco on the same street. Mm-hmm. There's a couple Middle Eastern restaurants in the area, mm-hmm. but the food was really good.
It was
like family run.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they even offered to watch the ride in the back. It's like her daughter was back there. She's like, you want her to watch your daughter while you eat?
Yeah. So it's kind of like stepping into the Middle East, pretty much.
Yeah, know, based on the people in there. It was really nice.
There were a lot of people that didn't really seem like they fit into Portland. They fit more into the culture of the restaurant, which was kind of cool. A lot of people had head coverings on and afros and things like that. It's kind of funny. Different things that we won't comment on right this time. But the food was good.
It was.
Yeah. Tracy's been wanting to have a Moroccan table for quite a while, even though Morocco is not Middle East, but a lot of the food seems like it's kind of similar.
Yeah, North African spices. Kind of.
They had some things that kind of could lend to that. So we sat right by this little fountain, which I bumped and got all wet from.
Oh, you did? I didn't even know that.
My elbow or whatever. I was holding Zoraida.
She was inconsolable.
Yeah. I ended up holding her outside towards the end, and we got her food to go back to the hotel room.
Mm-hmm. But you did do that?
Yeah, the hotel room was nice. I guess there a basketball team was staying there.
Yeah, same time as us. Grizzlies?
Grizzlies, I want to say.
Tennessee Grizzlies or something?
Yeah.
I don't know this team, but it's a professional basketball team. People were waiting outside of our hotel, and we're like, what are these people waiting for?
They all look like they're like on pot. You know?
Yeah, I guess they were trying to get autographs, but they were like a sketchy band of people waiting
for autographs.
Stood there
for like 2 hours, at least, maybe 4 hours.
It's funny, it's like groupies, but they're all like men.
Yeah, young men. Between like 13 and 27. Maybe some older people too, even. But because we went out to eat and came back.
Because
we went out, we went to Powell's, I think.
Yeah, we did go to Powell's. Yeah.
And we came back and they were still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm probably getting confused because when we first drove into town, I think sushi. We went into Gustav. Did we go to Gustav's last day?
Gustav's the last day.
We went to sushi the first day.
Mm-hmm. In Hollywood
District. So there's 3 days, so that's why I'm kind of confused.
Oh, gotcha.
So the first day, we hauled down after our road cafe. I don't remember where we got our road cafe this time. I think near my, at 520 in WA area. Somewhere in Seattle, the east side of Seattle. I don't remember. And then we drove down around exit 70-ish, between 70 and 80, you can see Mount St. Helens, just as a tip. And there was a lot of waterfalls that were falling down off the cliffs near the Columbia River.
That one was pretty.
Yeah.
The gorge.
Yeah. So then we crossed over the bridge on the 5 into Portland, and we headed over off to the east side, I guess you call it, east side of the 5, over in the Hollywood District.
Right. Parking's a little easier.
Yeah, and we had sushi with Zoraida.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to play with the chopstick wrappers.
She likes the wasabi.
She let us eat, but she was still a little fussy there.
Yeah.
Then we went to some consignment store, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually went in.
We didn't buy anything, though.
No.
They sold wine and had furniture.
The furniture was so expensive. It was unbelievable. It was used.
Yeah, it was, like, not nice.
Supposedly, it was full price. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
And then I think we checked in. It took us a little while because we got stuck in traffic.
Yeah, that was a problem. And then we went to the Middle Eastern at night. That first night, because we just wanted to go somewhere close.
Right.
No, we went and bought your iPod.
We went and got my iPod.
My pod.
And they gave us a free hotel room that night, so we were pretty happy about it. And then we hung out at the hotel and just kind of chilled out.
Mm-hmm. Watched some Food Network.
Yeah. So in the morning, we got up and we went and got a coffee at
Stumptown.
Stumptown, which they have pretty good coffee.
Yeah, it's good. Urban Cafe Brew Stumptown here.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite right now. I like Lodge's coffee quite a bit. Their fair trade coffee, I don't remember where it comes from much more than that.
It's fair.
And then after that, we were going to go to Voodoo Donuts, which is only a block away.
Mm-hmm.
I took a bunch of pictures of the city. Poor baby. She's not sleeping well tonight.
I know.
Then we went to Powell's. And we had sushi after that. So we had sushi twice, didn't we?
We did have sushi twice, yeah.
What about Powell's?
Well, Powell's doesn't have your discount book, so I don't enjoy it as much because I wasn't looking for anything specific that I wanted to pay for. But you found some stuff, but it was all pretty much full price.
So we didn't buy anything?
No, we didn't buy anything.
Yeah, that place would be great if, like, you didn't want to buy things online.
Right.
If you had to go get something. They have all these really cool, obscure stuff, but they charge, like, only,
full
like, 10% off.
Yeah.
Or 20% off. It's not, like, half off.
Right.
It's not half-price books or anything.
But you probably can find almost everything there.
I found a lot of things there that I have never found at half-price books.
Right.
I like half-price books a lot.
Yeah.
So after sushi, we came back to the hotel room. I think we went out the wings just because we were really tired.
Yeah, and they had the water scare.
Oh, that's right.
Couldn't drink water.
E. coli in the water system,
like
I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't get anything that had water in it. So we were kind of tired, too. We did a lot of walking that day. Because the sushi place was really far away from Paul's. There's a couple breweries right around there. Bridgeport, we thought about going to. There was another one, too.
Deschutes, I think.
Yeah, Deschutes. Which, those would have been nice to visit. Those are good breweries. But we were just too tired, so we skipped those and went back to the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
They did have a free wine tasting in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, that was a nice little atmosphere. Holiday
where dogs
party
and animals
feel.
Are included.
Parakeets?
Parakeets?
Parrots?
There were parrots there.
There were parrots on people's shoulders. And they were not pirates. They were women.
They were not pirates. And they were women. And it's true.
Dogs, kids. I kind of liked it. Kind of felt like a...
I don't mind other people's dogs, as long as they're not jumping on me. It's just like the day to day taking care of this mom girl.
I felt like everyone was. I kind of liked it because I felt like it's okay that I'm bringing my baby down and having a martini at the same time in the lobby. And not being looked down at. Pun.
Yeah. Alcohol in the Northwest is totally different than the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the Midwest. I guess if you're in like Milwaukee or some parts of Chicago, it's more acceptable. But like if you get into more rural Midwest, it's a little bit different. Because it's still fairly conservative, I think, outside of the big cities. Although they don't have good alcohol there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it anyway.
The beer is really bad, at least. There's really good beer in the Northwest. Lots of breweries. There's a Saqueria that we went to before.
Yeah, Portland. That was in Portland, too. I think we podcasted on it. Maybe we didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, you should check out our previous Portland podcast.
There's several Portland podcasts.
Memorial Day. Portland's just super easy.
Yeah.
Vancouver's easy, too, but the border tax is intimidating.
Yeah, the border is too iffy.
Could be like 2 hours in the car and baby screaming. Although baby did good last time.
Our baby's wonderful. We complain about her on the podcast, but
she's a lot of fun.
She has a lot of personality. Ups and downs of traveling with a baby, with an infant.
She's just a little baby. It's a lot of stress to put on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
She likes to be in the cocoon. The womb.
Yeah. She likes her bedroom, and she likes her play area out in the living room. It's familiar to her. She likes her mama and her daddy. She's almost 9 months old.
I know. It's unbelievable.
She had the same thing to dinner as you and I did today. We had a family dinner.
We had a family dinner.
We sang the doxology together, too. We're getting more reformed by the minute.
Turkey and broccoli and carrots. Yeah. All baby friendly.
It's American feel food.
Mm-hmm.
American meal. So what else have we done recently? We
went on a book palooza.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. It was kind of tiring, though.
I've rediscovered Value Village. Yeah, you had to drive, so it was hard on you. Found tons of kids' books.
I had old Zoraida, too. It's hard to peruse books with this right hand one arm. She likes to grab the books, though.
Does she?
She's, like, reaching out for them all
the
time.
I like it because it's mommy time. Mommy gets to go look by herself, and daddy holds baby. It's wonderful.
Daddy holds the baby.
Mommy, mommy, mommy time.
Daddy, 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 baby time. Daddy, baby, daddy, baby, daddy, 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 baby. Yeah. She's protesting still.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, there's a Half Price Books in Tacoma, which was the last Half Price Books that we had not been to in Washington. There's like 100
that
of them.
That is true.
Yeah, which was kind of fun. So we went down there and we had lunch. We were going to go to some Caribbean place, but it was closed.
It was out of business.
So we did plan B and just went to a pho place, Vietnamese pho. Had some soup and some charred pork. Not together, but separately, and a spring roll. And then we stopped at another Half Price Books on the way home. It's the day after Christmas, so the mall was insane.
Oh, it was.
So it probably wouldn't be best if we hadn't done that last stop.
Yeah, I didn't mind anything.
I was just kind of, I think, frustrated because they didn't catch anything at the other bookstore.
I think so.
So, but sometimes I get addicted to Half Price Books.
You are addicted.
So, oh well. We thought about going to Anchorage, and we have some other places we'd like to go to this year. We'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our travel podcast, concluding 2009. It's probably the last podcast of the year.
I would think so, but you never know.
We could podcast again real soon. Sometimes we get in a spurt and a roll. So, until next time, this was Zoraida and is Wyatt and is
Tracy.
Until next time, this is Peas in a Podcast.
Peas in a Podcast. Sweet peas.
Peas in a, Gerber jar.
No.
Peas and brown rice.
Mm-mm. Those aren't Gerber. They're Espace Organic.
Whatever they are peas and brown rice is one of them. Other stuff. She likes winter squash and
pineapple.
Chicken and potato.
No, she can't eat pineapple yet. Prunes.
Prunes.
Apples. Blueberries.
Blueberries.
Pears,
she had like an apple mix with something.
Oatmeal. apples and apricots, or apples and pears, apples and blueberries, apples and cherries. Apples are mixed with everything because I think
apples
they're cheap.
Apples to apples. Oh, well.
Just like juice. Apples, juice, and something else because the apples are cheap. It means there's like a drop of little pomegranate in with like 98% apple juice.
Yeah. We could probably do a podcast on collision or some things. I'm almost done.
Oh, I thought we were done.
For our next time.
Well, I haven't listened to Collision yet.
Well, we could probably watch it sometime soon. We just did a debate with, watched a debate with Lennox and Dawkins, or Lennox destroyed Dawkins. You can just Google Richard Dawkins Lennox debate and find it in 2 seconds. So maybe we'll talk about some more like home stuff soon. But we've been on a travel
Christmas
podcast roll.
In the Northwest is always green. And it's always
you may not have a present better under the tree, but you'll have a tree that is green. Christmas
That's
in the Northwest. Till you puke from that song. I guess it's on all the radio stations.
Must be. I've heard it a bunch.
All right, we're going for real this time. Okay. See you later. Bye.
Arigato.
Christmas in the Northwest is a child's answered prayer. If you take away the presents, why they still will have a tree. For Christmas in the Northwest is a gift.